You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
A little different backdrop for the mailbag this week. We're out front of the palatial, fabulous Boca Raton Resort here in Boca Raton, Florida, site of the NFL annual meeting. I'm Andrew Mason, of course. Thanks for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. And we have a different environment, but the same kind of question. So let's get started with the first one from Lloyd McNutt, who asks, looking at the still unsigned free agents, what is going to happen to Brandon Marshall, Ronnie Hillman, and Omar Bolden? It's a possibility that Hillman could be back. That door is not yet closed, although certainly it's clear that C.J. Anderson is the number one running back. And whether the Broncos want to bring back Ronnie Hillman or not may well depend on what they see in the draft and also what they think of Capri Bibbs. And Gary Kubiak spoke highly of Capri Bibbs' potential when he was asked about him at the AFC Coaches Breakfast on Tuesday. So, you know, that may or may not happen. I think, Hillman is clearly a second or third wave free agent. That's why he remains unsigned. I think he may end up somewhere. Could be back in Denver, but we'll see. Omar Bolden, that's another wait-and-see proposition. You know, the Broncos, they really don't have much depth at safety at this point. He's still on the market. He could be an option he brought back, and certainly with his kickoff and punt return abilities, he will have some value going forward, but we'll see. Remember, he's a converted safety, was a cornerback before, and he did get better at safety, struggled in 2013 when he was first asked to go there. So he may project more as a special teamer, but he might be back. We'll see. Now, Brandon Marshall, different situations, a restricted free agent. If there was going to be a lot of interest in Brandon Marshall, it probably would have already happened. It's very similar to C.J. Anderson. Of course, he had the second-round tender. C.J. Anderson had the right of first refusal tender. And I think that second-round tender has prevented a lot of interest from developing in Brandon Marshall at this point. So wouldn't surprise me if at some point he did sign his tender and just got done and came back for another year. I know the Broncos would like to get him back long-term, but their current cap crunch probably factors into that. So it may be a wait-and-see on Brandon Marshall for something beyond this year. But if interest in him doesn't perk up, expect him to sign his tender and be back with the Broncos for another season. Of course, they need him. They're counting on having him back. Our second question this week, it's about tight ends. It comes from Sean Jacobson. Sean asks, with Owen Daniels gone, the Broncos' only tight ends are Virgil Green and Jeff Heirman. Who is going to transition to Owen Daniels' role? Well, first, don't forget about Richard Gordon. He had a cup of coffee with the Broncos last season. They brought him back as a reserve future signee, so he can provide some blocking and some depth. Daniels, it's interesting. Gary Kubiak talked about him on Tuesday at the AFC Coaches Breakfast, said the door is not closed to him returning. Of course, the Broncos' current cap situation precludes that at this point, in all likelihood, but we'll see what happens. Things do change. The cap situations change. Contracts get restructured. Would not be a surprise at this point to see Owen Daniels back with the Broncos. But if he does come back, his role might be a little bit different because the Broncos want Jeff Heirman to step up. Now, I think we'll see plenty of Virgil Green this year as well. But Heirman, he's going to have a big role if he can stay healthy. Kubiak talked about him on Tuesday. Of course, he has a lot of potential. And in fact, if you look at him when he was at Ohio State, he had a career in terms of receiving production and blocking ability that was very similar to the one that Owen Daniels had at Wisconsin over a decade ago. So there are some parallels, and Gary Kubiak sees Heirman as a complete tight end, one who can catch the ball, one who can also be a factor as a blocker. They're going to need that. So if Daniels does not come back, you're going to see a lot of Virgil Green, but you're also going to see an awful lot of Jeff Heirman. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be big in the Broncos' plans for 2016. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. I'm tweeting almost every day. Well, not almost. It really is every day. Use the hashtag AskMace. Ask me a question. We'll try to get to as many as we can, either here on video or in the written mailbag you see on the weekends.